we discussed some ideas about Bushu Chlima, having nightmares about this last night, about going to the Mekubal and having him read my mezuzahs and telling me all of my sins.
Or the Ksuba.
The Ksuba, nah. How can the Ksuba? Mm-hmm. All right, listen, I don't know. What do I know?
You don't have a Ksuba.
A Ksuba?
Just telling you your sins.
No, it depends what kind of mukubal. There are some mukubal that do not, that's not good for business. They tell you what you need to do, whatever, what can help you, what you might be directed to. Okay, all right, okay. I'm not coming to disagree. I'm not coming.
Right,
these are holy people.
The Fortran does the same thing.
These are holy people.
If they're legitimate.
If they're legitimate, there are definitely, I'm not doubting for one second that there are some very good people out there, mm-hmm. and they are legitimate people. And it's each his own. Some people don't have this Messiah.
People went to Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim said that they didn't want to hear either.
That was a little different though. There Reb Chaim is not coming to me in mezuzahs, he's not reading your palm.
He's doing it without the
I know, but they people ask him shilas, they come to you, okay, so whatever. Whatever it is what it is, whatever.
Yeah.
Alright, let's learn.
Yep.
So now we're up to over here, Pasuk, we're into the Rashi. Let's see the Prabhupada goes to Rashi, the two Rashi over here. Rashi Pasuk on page 352. On page 356. Wait. Did I say that? I'm sorry. I turned two pages. 354.
Right.
We did it also. Right? I'm sorry. The next page. One more. Keep on going.
Yeah.
Yitzbar, Pasachas and Tess. Okay, we're up to page 356. Right? 356. We didn't do the Rashi yet. The Viata. I'll just read the Psukim again one more time very quickly. Let's read the Psukim, Pasachas and Pasach Tess. Page 356. Viata. Now, Ma Kivisi Hashem. So we learned yesterday this pasuk has to be interpreted. We're going to read according to the mitzvahs. It was read backwards. For what am I yearning for? And then we explained. We are going to repeat the word ma hi toichalti lucha. It's poetic repetition. There, the two halves of the pasuk according to the mitzvahs David are saying pretty much the same exact thing. Repeating itself poetically. First it says, V'yatah now, Ma kivisi Hashem. What am I yearning for? Hashem, question mark. Hashem, what am I yearning for? And then David repeats himself. And we have to add a word into the pasuk. Ma, we jump to the end of the pasuk. Ma hi tochalti l'cha. Okay, we read backwards by adding a word first. What am I hoping for? Poetic repetition. Then pasuk test says, here's the answer. The answer is, you know what I hope for in this world? I just do no harm. I hope that I should not be punished for my sins. Mikol pishoai hatzileni, save me from my sins. Cherpas novel altisimeni, and this according to the mitzvahs has to be read creatively, and that is do not position me in a situation where my shame will come forth in the presence of the Navol. I don't want these lowlives to witness my humiliation, because that just adds to my pain. This pretty much is the interpretation of the Mitzudos David. There was a lot of...
Wait, one second. I thought at the end of the Pasuk Ches, it says L'chor, right? So maybe, Maki Visi, Matei Chalti, L'chorhi.
Okay, so we discussed this yesterday at great length, of Mordechai, and we're going to come to that interpretation soon, but we went to the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos,
yeah,
right?
Jesus doesn't seem to say anything.
No, he does. He says quite a bit. You look at Pasuk Ches, okay, we can't, I want to go further, we did this yesterday, but look very quick, Pasuk Ches, Viator and the Mitzudos, Hoyol, the Kinyon Yolim HaZehevel Hema, Maya Imkein Tegvasti El Hashem, period. And now the Mitzudos in the second line begins to explain the second half of the Pasuk. And notice how he adds in a word, ma. In other words, he's doing the old trick. The old trick is to take words in the Pasuk and repeat them. The word ma that is said before kivisi is now meant to be repeated a second time.
Right.
Ma, and then we jump to the end of the Pasuk. Ma hi, what is? Uma hi. Hadavar the matter, asher eheyem miyachel, that I shall hope l'cha in you, aleha for. What's the purpose of this world?
Oh, right. That's really what he's learning.
So he's doing two tricks.
Yeah, two tricks. He's castrating the pasuk.
He's adding there two major yisoidus. We only learned this yisoid, it's kedai. There are two tricks he's employing here. Number one, he is repeating words. When the pasuk in Nach says word often, the word is meant to be repeated multiple, at least once, maybe even sometimes multiple times. It's written shorthand. V'ato ma kivisi Hashem. When it said the word ma, that is going to be used again. Ma, we say the second time, and we do the second trick. The second trick in Nach is, whoever said you're supposed to read the words in order. The words are a puzzle. Ma hi. What is the davar? He's really adding another word. Ma hi ha davar, which we are yearning for. What is this? Basically, what's the purpose of all this? What's our goal? What's our mission? What's the purpose? And then Pasuk test to me is very disturbing, how he translates the Pasuk, the Mitzudois, and he says, you know what the purpose is? What I'm hoping for is not to get punished. I told you yesterday, it's very difficult, this interpretation. My whole purpose is the answer. Pasuk test is an answer. The answer is, b'kol pishalai hatzileni. What I'm hoping for and what I'm yearning for is that Hashem, you will forgive me, and you will thus save me from my sins, and thus you will save me. I will not be put to shame publicly in front of the novel. The novel here is the collective noun. All of the lowlifes of this world who just thrive. They thrive on witnessing someone's tzar. So you see the news with the hurricane in Florida. All of the climate change people. Oh, this is mamish a field day. Well, you see, there's a hurricane. You know what that means?
I told you so.
It means one thing only. It means one thing only. It means global warming, climate change, net zero. We have to engage in it. It means one thing only. So David is basically saying, Hashem, you know, it's kedai that there shouldn't be a hurricane just for one reason only. All these mishugoyim shouldn't have a field day. Right? They shouldn't go and use it as an excuse. Okay, let's go further. Now, okay, let's, exactly, specifically in Florida, specifically over there. So here, Michal, we talk the same language here. Everyone else here in the room, I'm not so sure.
Catch up.
I'm not so sure everyone over here is familiar with the nonsense. No, not nonsense, it's pretty serious stuff. It's pretty serious stuff. Is it really kedai to even read the headlines? I don't know. Okay, Pasuk, Ches, and Tes, and Rashi. Rashi says a different interpretation of these two psukim. Rashi says, V'yato ma kivisi ma hi ha-she'ela she'ani shol mu'yachal
mimucha.
And slow down, was Rashi where? Rashi, Pasuk, Ches, and Tes, page 356, Rashi. Rashi learns these two psukim entirely different. He learns everything here very different. He says, V'yato now, ma kivisi ma hi ha-she'ela. David already asked this question. Acha sho'alti me'es ha-shem o'iso avakesh. David later says in Tehillim, I have only one request. But here David is expressing it in different words. What then is the request? Which I request and yearn from you. Now here he is, and so we'll go back and explain this in a moment. Let's just go through the words first. He adds in a word, V'cherpas Esav Hanovol. Wow! That was quite an injection. Who is the novel? Whereas the Mitzudos David did not define the novel, and we would assume the novel here in David is talking about his personal life. Doye Koadoimi Achitoifel Shimi Ben Gera, all the cast of characters who were not very big fans of David. Those are assume are the novel. But that's not what Rashi typically is more midrashic. And Rashi learns the psukim more of a nevuah of future generations. And we're discussing now the times of Mashiach, the times ikvus of the Mashiach, Golus Edoim. Golus Edoim is Esav. And therefore Hashem, save me from the cherpas Esav Hanovel. Esav, Edoim, who is a lowly creature.
He seems to be contradicting himself because we've been saying you know, the entire month of Elul, and all the way through Simchas Torah with Achasha Alti. What's the Shayla? Achasha Alti. Oso Avakesh. Shifty Vaveis Hashem. That's what he wants.
Okay.
Doesn't mean the only thing he's ever
going to
ask for in his life.
Each mizmar, at this time.
What's the yikah? What is he asking? I mean, what's the shayla?
Well, that's not a question.
You know.
Okay, you're right. I don't know. It needs. You're right. It's a good question.
But he seems to emphasizing achashalti, oso avakesh.
That's the only thing. And here he has other requests.
Yeah.
It's a very important point you're making.
At any given time.
There are different dimensions. Okay, let's see what he says.
The essence of what it is, you know, his main shayla is. What is the main point? You know, the different people have different whims. Achashalti Yosef Akash seems to say, I'm steadfast. I have always asked Achashalti, and also Avakesh, that's what I'm going to ask.
I think you're reading into it.
I don't know, I think that's the plain question.
Okay, yeah, you have to appreciate that not every mizmar in Tehillim speaks for the whole Tehillim. Each mizmar can be isolated.
I mean, you know, it's a kasha, the roots are roots of, you know, but it's important to understand the kasha. Kasha is, you know, okay, go ahead, sorry.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's a very, very good point. You know, it's a very
good point. By the way, I think he answers here what he says in Pasuk Chet.
Okay, that's another interpretation. Okay. Okay, let's see Rashi. Let's just read the Rashi first. Then we'll come back. Rashi first. Okay, we're going to come back. We will come. Let's just review the words for Rashi first. Let's first try to figure out what Rashi here is saying. Rashi says, Rashi number one was Machadesh, that David is asking him a request. I have a special, unique request. Number two, Rashi is Machadesh, a novel here refers to Esav. And we're not discussing David's private life. We're discussing Klal Yisrael as a whole. And we're discussing the history of Klal Yisrael. Cherpas Esav ha-novel al tisimeni, chove gam olav. Bring Gam Olav. David now is cursing. He's cursing the novel. Bring upon Esav, Nigoim, Umach Oivim, Shlo Yuchal Loimar Li, so that he should not say to me, oh, look at that. Atem Loikin V'onu Ein Onu Loikin. Shocking interpretation. You would think that David would say to Hashem, Hashem, just don't punish me.
Or relieve me of my suffering.
And that way, the novel will not be able to mock us. David says, "No, I got to be realistic."
Cannot ask that.
Exactly. I'm kidding. He's saying it very deep. But you're right, Reb Chol. You're saying that is accountability. David is acknowledging that it is inevitable that I will suffer. I will suffer, and there's nothing I can do about that. The only thing I can thus do in this case is let the wicked people get what they deserve. Also. Don't hold back. That way, that will take away the mockery. Because if they also suffer, oh, they can't say, look, it's happening only to you. It's a very powerful thing. You know, you want to say extreme things. This is something which I really shouldn't say, but I'll say it anyway. Is Chazal tell us, everything that happens in this world is only for Klal Yisrael. It sounds a little bit egocentric, right?
Yeah.
But that's Chazal. That's the Emunah. Ego what?
Judeo-centric.
That's the way it is. Everything that happens is for us. So therefore, Corona. Why did Corona happen? Okay, extended. I heard Rabbanim talk like this also. I'm not sure if you see that. Why happened? Hashem is speaking directly to Klal Yisrael.
That doesn't mean they're right.
Hashem, 100%. I'm not saying they are. I'm just telling you. I want to just say an idea which is a little bit of an extreme idea. And don't take me too seriously, because who says this thing is there is a Mesorah. It's a Chazal. It's numerous Chamamar Chazal, and it's definitely something that is part of the Mesorah. Every single thing that happens in this, the Chofetz Chaim writes about this at length. Every single thing that we read in the news, we hear in the news, is a message for one person, one entity only. Klal Yisrael.
We say it Hodu every day.
Okay, okay.
Hodu we say every day. Ruach Hashem Elokeinu, B'chol Oris Mishpatov. Why is B'chol Oris Mishpatov? Because Ruach Hashem Elokeinu.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the concept. Ruach Hashem Elokeinu.
The whole world.
The whole world has Mishpatov. Because Ruach Hashem Elokeinu.
The whole world. Everything that happens. The whole is all. What?
Okay.
So everything happened. So therefore, COVID. Why did COVID happen? Happened. It was really only meant for us. Hashem is trying to wake us up. So why then did the whole world have to suffer? Why? So this, what it says, well, David was a mispalo. Because if it only happened to Jews, the whole world will say, look at these Jews. Look, they're poison.
They bring disease.
So therefore, David is a sal. When you're going to go and try to wake up Klal Yisrael, shake them up to do teshuva.
Rebbetzin, I think the Sabra Rebbetzin in the beginning of COVID was very sick, and they all made all kinds of things. But yesterday, I think the Rabbaran got positive COVID.
So, all right, what does that have to do with anything? What does this have to do with the share?
But this is like he's saying mystery loves company.
Right. No. He's saying that the Goyim hate us. The Goyim, they really, really hate us with a deep hate. That's a reality. And if Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at times in this world, needs to shake us up, no one knows how this works. Hashem wants to send us a message, whether it's a conscious or subconscious. And there's no person that's the same now after COVID's still going on. It ain't over yet. But there's no person that's the same. No person thinks the same way they thought 3 years ago. It's a shake-up. It was a massive shake-up.
That's what the beginning of Parshas Bo says. Laman Shisi also Sahela Bikirbo Lamant Isapebios. They've been called. God wanted to make the Mitzrayim suffer, but he wanted Bnei Israel to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the capability of doing to them.
So it was primarily meant for Klal Yisrael, and they were the guinea pigs.
The same treatment.
Right, the message is more than that. The message is specifically, again, I'm telling you, it's an extreme idea. Okay, it's an extreme idea. The message is specifically focused on Klal Yisrael. However, if Hashem is going to send the message only to us and leave them all alone, we're in a lot of trouble. Because they're going to rub it in big time. Big time. And David was aware of this 3,000 years ago. So David was Mispalo. So David was mispalo that when you Hashem, you have to shake us up. When you have to shake us up, shake them up also. They deserve it. They certainly deserve it. Yeah. Don't give them a pass. And what is the benefit? The benefit is at least they won't mock us. They'll focus on themselves. They'll leave us alone. What?
There's another problem with this idea that if Hashem is sending us a message, but we are unable to read the message, then that's not fair.
Okay, that is, you touched upon an explosive issue.
That's not me, that's Rabbi Grinblatt's book.
Okay, that's an explosive issue, and I have nothing to say, I don't know.
Right.
What to say. How do you reconcile the principle that Hashem, in Yadus is a basic, you said, Oilam Chesed Yibane. Hashem created us not to make it difficult. That is a basic principle of Emunah, which not everyone understands. People, they walk around the whole day, they think that Hashem is the whole day is planning how to get them, how to do them in. There are people that they walk around the day, they really...
That's the Greek philosophy of their gods.
That's the Christian philosophy. That's my Christian philosophy.
Right.
They're out to get them. Hashem is out to get you. And you have to go counteract these evil forces. This is apikursis. Hashem is not out to get anyone. Hashem built this world, Oilam Chesed Yibane. The problem is, there are very difficult things in life that we really can't deal with. How do you reconcile those two together? I don't know. I don't think anyone knows. This is all part of Emunah. Okay, let's go further. He says over here this incredible idea, Rashi. This Rashi is a very fascinating Rashi to use in the study of Hashkafa. Okay, a lot of these, some of these Rashis, there's some classic Rashi you can collect all over Tanakh to use to understand Jewish philosophy, to understand the Hashkafa of Yadus. And this Rashi is a classic. Over here, David is suffering from what he seems to be, for Rashi, Lashitasa, Tzaras, and David is not asking Hashem to remove the Tzaras. because I guess he's realistic. That's not going to happen. But what is David's concern? Let them also get saras. So they'll keep their mouth shut. They won't come and mock us. They won't rub it into us. Wow, that's quite a statement. No, or Mordechai, that's quite a chiddush of Rashi.
I'll tell you since you're asking my take on this. Now the question, I have an answer. The question is, of course they should get. How come they're not getting? If they deserve it, why aren't they getting it? Just like Klal Yisrael. One second, give me a chance. The question is, if Klal Yisrael is getting it, yeah, certainly you should be getting it. So I think the answer is the hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Umas HaOlam, Keneged Klal Yisrael is completely different. Keneged Umas HaOlam, he waits, he lets them accumulate more and
exactly.
more, and then boom, he lets
knock
them
out punch.
Have it down.
Knock out
and
punch.
Therefore, he's saying, David is saying, no, let him get it now, so that they're not going to make...
But then there's a consequence. The consequence is they're going to be around longer. Because if they're going to get punished piecemeal, like us, so then their sin will not accumulate.
Okay, so there's a
trade-off.
There's pros and cons.
So David is...
Just give them a little stuff now, so that, but you'll take care of it at the end of the day.
You're saying incredible things. But that also implies that David is asking Hashem to change his approach,
Hanhaga,
and the consequences are enormous. It means punish them now.
He needs to give it to the Nebuchadnezzar, whoever it was, it extended their life much longer.
Didn't Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar to give tzedakah? He told him give tzedakah,
that's right.
And then your life will be extended. And I think Daniel was punished for that.
That's right. So it's a little tricky.
It's very tricky.
Yeah,
right.
Very tricky.
Very tricky.
So you're also double the saying, I understand you're an hunger for this part, but
make an exception.
For them not to mock us, we'll
it's
give
worth
a little
it.
Bit. We'll give
it's
a little
worth
bit.
It. Fascinating.
Yeah.
And you're saying incredible tradition.
If the Jewish people are targeted, then we get the message. They're not targeted, they don't get the message.
It's exactly what Mordechai said. There are pros and cons.
Yeah.
David may have made an assessment that it would be just too much to bear. We'll get the message, very nice, but it's just overwhelming, and it may be kedai to give up part of the message, not to get the message to survive, to fight another day. You're right. These are mysterious things. These are very Rav Mordechai is saying a yisoid. Generally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the goyim do whatever they want. He doesn't punish them. And then at the very, very end, Nismala Hasa'a, knockout punch, they literally are obliterated from the face of the earth. By Klal Yisrael, there is a Haftacha. Hashem will never let that happen. And therefore, Hashem punishes Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Islam, a little bit, piece by piece, in order that the debt of sin should never accumulate to a point where it would be overwhelming for us to receive punishment. So here David is saying, I should make an exception. Give the guy a shtickel punishment now, because if you don't do that, and we get our piecemeal little by little, it's overwhelming for us. They're going to mock us, and we're going to give up.
Tell me what it says in the Chumash this week's parsha. Al me'o zvu, al ma'o zvu, as pers Hashem alakei avosam. They're going to say, why are the Jews suffering so much? They're going to say, because you deserve it.
They get a mock
us.
You get what you deserve. It's incredible Rashi with this Rashi saying. The cherpas esav hanovol al tisimeni hovi gamolov negoim umach oivis. Shelo yuchal loimar li atem loikim. Oh, they should not be able to say, it's only the Jews. Only the Jews get this. The onu ain onu loikin. Now he really rubs it in Rashi. And this tefillah of David, what Rashi says is unbelievable, is garma, it worked. Hashem was mekabel the tefillah. How does Rashi know this? I guess there was a Messiah. Garma lohavi yisurei choloim al humois. This tefillah is the cause of the goyim getting corona. Can you say such an extreme thing? I would never say it in public, even though we're here in public. Okay, so what it says of it. This is the makar of the goyim, the umais, receiving yisurim in this world.
Yeah, so the hurricanes and storms. And
how do you explain this? But we should never forget the Chazal. The Chofetz Chaim was very big into this.
Careful, don't say it though.
The Chofetz Chaim was very big into this, is that when you read, you hear the news that something happened in the world, Hashem is speaking to us. He's speaking to us through what happened to them. Why do they suffer and we have... No one knows. That's something that's a mystery to us.
They must deserve that.
Okay, no, that, you know, that's dangerous stuff. That's not for us to say. They must deserve, whatever, whatever.
Not as big as we deserve.
They're innocent people. I mean, you go to a hospital where you see non-Jewish children suffering terrible yisurim. What did the kid do?
Save the Jewish kid.
For sure, that's an old story. That is a very big mystery. How do we understand
there
this?
There is an answer. Something.
There is an answer. That's the emuna. The emuna. There's, of course, there's an answer. That's the basic bread and butter of
the
emuna.
The surface so that the Jewish doctor should develop a cure.
Oh yeah. This is. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Not getting credit for being Jewish.
Let's not go there. Okay. This Rashi, I'm telling you, from the Rashi that we learned, this is really, really over the top. Okay. Let us proceed. Let's look at the Radak, because it's a very hard pasuk. Let's look at the Radak and look at the Malm also. The Radak pasuk Ches and Tes. Pasuk Ches and Tes. Radak says, "V'yata makivisi al Hashem, v'yata shani b'choli makivisi ein tikvasi v'zechalti la'acher." So here is what Rav Kalman said. I think maybe Rav Mordechai was trying to say today, and whoever told you to add words into the pasuk? Whoever told you to read the words out of order? Okay, remember that. Whoever asked you to do this, read the pasuk the way it sounds. Rav Kalman said this a few times. He said this. He read the Lulim Shad the pasuk.
Yeah, that's
what
I said this morning.
Right. So I said more. Yeah. I said this morning. V'yato now shani b'choli makivisi. What am I hoping for? And then he says, basically, the second half of the pasuk is the answer to the first half. Not like Rashi really is silent. The Mitzudis. That says that the request is repeated twice poetically. The second if is the answer. The answer is V'atoshni b'choli. The ain't tikvasi. The answer is v'sechalti la'acher. I'm not hoping in the doctors. I'm not hoping in some mekubal. I'm hoping in one thing only. You elo l'chohi v'loy l'roifim. My faith is in Hashem, not in the doctors. Isn't that amazing? Who the Radak is in the doctors? Mandekar Shemei. Where are there doctors in this pasuk? Whoever mentioned doctors?
Which doctor?
What? Whoever mentioned doctors over here? Shocking. Okay, so Kalman, you are off a second. Now we learn the Radak. The Radak over here says, you are pshat. As Mordechai said the same thing this morning, is that the answer is,
Kechalti
L'chahi. Right, it's an answer. The answer is, I'm deathly ill. Hashem, let me know my end. This is where we have to go back and put everything in context. The last few psukim describe what David says to Hashem. Hashem, tell me how long I'm going to live. If I'm not going to live more than a short period of time, then let's get it over with. Let's get the show on the road. Let's launch. If I'm going to live, I'm going to get better. And I'm going to live a long life. Okay, I'll suffer it out. But if the end of this torture is death, so what's this all about over here? That's the context of this pasuk, suffering. So David says, who do I have a hope for? Doctors, this. Okay, everyone knows hashtalus. But at the end of the day, the answer is teichalti lechohi. My hope is only you, Hashem. You are the roife. Pasuk test mikol peshoai kihem sivas cholim. It's much smoother, I think, according to the Radak, because according to the Mitzudos, he really struggled to say a very difficult perush and pasuk test. That don't let me. The whole purpose of life is I shouldn't be embarrassed. It's very difficult what that means. But the Radak says David is confessing. This is like vidui, chotasi avisi poshati. It's like Yom Kippur. He's saying, I know, I acknowledge that the reason why I am suffering is because of my sins. Ki heim sivas choli u'machoivi v'chatzileini mehem, save me from my sins, shetechaprem li, I shall have atonement. Cherpas. Now, if you also remember, the Gemara says that a person who comes upon him, Yisudim. So the Gemara says, the first thing he should do is Yifashfesh b'ma'asof. Make a cheshbon hanefesh. What is he doing wrong in life? His sins. But then the Gemara says, that there are times when a person can be honest with himself and say, I did nothing wrong. I have examined my deeds. I'm a good man. I have done no sin. So why then am I suffering? So the Gemara says, plan B, Bittul Torah. Then the person says, what do you mean? I learn 18 hours a day, nonstop, no coffee, straight.
That's all.
Then the Gemara says, then it's Yisurim Shel Ahava. Okay, so these are very mystical things. Now, David over here is acknowledging that I have real sins. And of course, he is referring to Bathsheba. That's a major theme in the whole Sefer of Shmuel, a major theme over here in Tehillim. David says, we don't need to go on to Bittul Torah. We don't need to go on to Yisurim Shel Ahava. Let's be realistic. I have baggage, the baggage of Bathsheba and that whole Maisa. Cherpas Novel, Kianovel Yicharfeni Beliba, I'm reading the Radak. On page 357, the novel Yicharfeni Beliba Bevo'o Livakreni. Now here, the Radak is in one beautiful word which Lechor is self-evident, but no one wanted to say it. Biliboy. The novel is not going to actually publish an op-ed in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, and tell you what he really thinks. But he's thinking it. David knows, and you walk down the street and they look at him. Oh, David knows. It's obvious what they think about him. Good for you, David. You're getting what you deserve. The insult is not articulated. It is not published. Okay, Rashi didn't say that, and the Mitzutas didn't say that. The Radak says that. Sometimes the Cherpa is silent. It's silent. You come to Shul, no one says a word. But everyone, if you can read their minds, what they're all thinking. I know that this is very powerful. That can be even worse. You know, it can be even worse when a person just when you imagine can be even more damaging than what people actually when the facts are presented. He adds this word, powerful word, ki anovel yicharfeni bili boy, in his heart. When they see that I suffer, when they come to visit me, they make believe they're my friend. They come to visit me, and they look and they see I'm suffering. Kamo. Sha'omar ba'oid rasha negdi, that was back we had before, uvachutz yichafen b'fiv. Then he adds, so the second part, he's explaining the poetic repetition. You see, he's explaining the poetic repetition when it's says uvachutz yichafen b'fiv. Well, it doesn't really say that. No, does he say that? Not mamash, doesn't say that over here. Okay, b'fiv l'fi shani ish machavim v'hu bari v'sholeh, because they look at me, look, I'm dying, and they're healthy, they're gesund. So they make that comparison. Okay, let's look at the Malbum. The Malbum, on these two psukim, pasuk ches and tes, the atah. Pasuk ches. On page 357, the atah now ki imkain atah now well hazen this world makivisi Hashem ritzon lemar ma yeshu lekavos po in this world. Haloi today's daf pay vav, right? So that was not pay. Last day was pay hey. Po. Haloi loy poi b'mokim ha'isher v'atikva shali, in this world there's nothing left me in this world. David here is saying that in this world I'm done with this world. Rak yesh toicheles al oilam acher. Now he says over here in the parentheses, this is the Malbum's forte, this is his expertise in words. The chilik between the word toichalti and the word kivisi. Okay, these two words mean the same thing. Kivisi means to yearn, and a toicheles is also a yearning. So he says tikva. This is very, 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 very kedai to learn this. This is the Malbum. Tikva hu al dover bilti borur. Tikva, you have hope. You have hope that things will get better. How will they get better? What will be better? I don't know. It's a mystery. Right now, I'm miserable. Why am I miserable? What?
Generalized hope.
Right now, things are just not so great. Yeah, whatever it is, I'm nervous. I can't sleep. They'll get better. How? What? You have Russia, Ukraine, Germany, all of these different actors in the world theater. What's going on? I don't know. How is it all going to play out? No one knows. No one knows. Tikva. We hope it'll be good. And then he says, V'hachecheles, hu al dover barur. I want the price of gasoline to go down below $1. I have very specific requests.
Per gallon? After that, it's going to go up.
Pretty much hopeless.
Per gallon?
Okay, I'm just whatever you understand what I mean. You want something very specific. The word toicheles is a specific hope, a goal. Ki chayeh olam haba hu davar. Ki chayeh olam haba. Now this is very beautiful what he says over here. Ki chayeh olam haba hu davar barur umuftach. So he says over here that he's saying a tremendous, incredible chidush in the Malbim. He says v'ata maki v'isi Hashem. No, he's the first part of the pasuk is. It's Olam Hazeh, and he's saying, what am I yearning for?
Because he says,
now, in this world, very good.
Now in this world, nothing.
Done, I'm done. David basically is throwing in the towel. The future, Lashon Asid, is the future. Okay, the future. That you say is very, you say this very, Taka, this is very relevant. Because we're coming now, coming on Yom Kippur and in Rosh Hashanah, Oichila. We select the word Oichila. It's interesting. The whole Elul, we say Acha Shualti Beis Hashem Musavake Shifti Beis Hashem Kivisi Kavi El Hashem Chazak V'Ameitzli Becha V'Kavei El Hashem. Abstractions, abstractions. But in Oichila, the Shliach Tzibur, he says no abstractions. We have some very specific things that we demand. The word according to the parish of the Malbum, it's a very beautiful Be'er HaTfilah. The whole Chodesh Elul and now until end of Simcha, until Simchas Torah, it's Kivisi Chazak Kaveh El Hashem. Abstract. What do you want? What do you mean Kaveh El Hashem? What do you want exactly? I don't know. Things just should get better. But then when it comes to the Musaf of the Yomim Noirohim, when the Shliach Tzibur begins the Avodah, it's Oichila Lokel. Oichila, according to the Mitzudos, according to the Malbim, is something specific. And number now, in this context, in the context of this Pasuk, David Avir is saying, in this world, I give up. This world is over. I'm deathly ill. And he says, it's like a rhetorical state question. The Ata Maki Visi Hashem. What am I hoping for in this world? In the Ata, as Rav Kalman said, in this world, what am I hoping for? It's over. It's over. And why did David use the word Kivisi in relation to this world, Olam Hazeh? Because this world is not as abstract. There's no real pleasure. It's not defined. Olam Hazeh. Everything, the pleasures are just fleeting moments. There is a lack of definition of what exactly you want in this world. But Olam Haba is nitzchi. It is defined. It is real. The pleasure, the tainug, what takes place there, no one came back to tell us. At least someone should have sent like a book, a magazine article to describe what goes on over there. How come no one ever? How come though there's no columnist from the other world, you know, write an article and tell us weekly updates of the activities in the next world? No one ever did that. But we have a Muna that it is a defined, absolute world of clarity, and the word Oichila thus fits perfectly. It's powerful stuff. And what is in fact defined by Olam Haba? Toichalti l'choi, exactly what it said in the Radak. What Rav Kalman said yesterday, or Rav Mordechai said today, what probably some other people here said, or Michal maybe said also, Ki Hashem ba'atzmaihu toicheles hatzadikim. Hashem is the hope, the yearning of the tzaddikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship that the neshama has with Hashem in the next world
Is
It says Yoishe b'emsa or Oimei b'emsa. What does it say? Also, the Kodesh Baruch Hu lasso es mochol latzadikim v'hu. What is Rabbi Yaski? You know everything by heart. V'hu Yoishe b'emsa or Oimei b'emsa. Osid HaKodesh Baruch Hu lasso es mochol latzadikim v'hu Hashem is Oimei b'emsa or Yoishe b'emsa. Yoishe b'emsa. Their neshama shall be bound in the bond of life. El el mikaro el Hashem elokeichem chomayish amud tzadikim yoishvim v'nenim miziv hashechina. Wow, what a pasuk! What he says about this pasuk? What do I have to hope for in this world? What are you going to accomplish in this world anyway? And therefore, what I really hope for, not the kivisi, but the toichalti, is for the next world, and that is l'chohi, it is to be with you, the mitzror ha-chayim. Pasuk test, Nikol v'imkein ha-tzilein mikol peshoi, therefore Hashem, save me from my sins, because if I don't succeed in doing teshuva and cleansing my neshama in this world, I'm going to have a hard time in the next world. Bal yimshoicha choymeres ha-nefesh l'mata. Do not allow. So this, do not allow the choymer, the gashmius, to drag down the neshama. Al yidei ha-peshoim, because of my sins. Ad shelo tasik toichalto ha-nitzri, because the damage that the choymer, the gashmius, can do to the neshama will prevent my neshama from enjoying the tanugi olam haba. It will overtake me. So he learns this a little bit differently. I don't want to happen to me like what happened and will happen to the novel. Whole different interpretation. Let's take a step back. Until now, when we learned the novel, both Rashi and the Mitzudas and the Radak as well said that there is an entity in this world called the novel. Whether that refers to David's enemies, Achitofel, Doeg, and V'chulu, or it refers to Esav HaRasha, they are watching us. And when we suffer, they mock us. And their mockery emboldens them to make it even more problematic for us. The Malbim is not learning the Pshat and the Pasuk anything similar to that interpretation. David is using the novel as an example of what he does not want to happen to himself. David knows there are people in this world that have engaged in terrible, terrible averos. They pursue gashmias and averos, and this has damaged their neshamas. Their neshamas have been permanently damaged. And then when they left this world and they came to the olam ha-emes, they were rejected because their neshamas were not fit to be connected to Hashem. Hashem, I beg you, let that not happen to me in any way whatsoever. And therefore, in this world, allow me, grant me siyata d'shmai, to succeed in cleansing my neshama from any damage, from pursuing gashmis or averos, so that acha meyav eshem, I should not have any issue whatsoever. So the novel is an example, is a dogma of what we do not want to happen to us. You know, the goyim, the rishoyim, yimach shemam, they say this, a verb. I'm going to Jew you. They use the word Jew as a dogma, as a disgrace, or as all the nasty things. It's like a dogma that, oh, should happen to you like what happened to the Jews. This is a common theme in Kinos, and here with David is doing that. It's all nonsense, of course, but David over here is using that same technique where don't let it happen to me what happens to the novel. All right, let's now move on to the next pasuk yud. Nelamti lo eftach pi ki ato osisa. David now says the best thing, Lematsasi Lugof, you have this idea only a million times. Toiv Mishasika. The best thing is always silence. Silence is golden. Pasik Yod in the Mitsudois David on page 356. Nelamti haloi bevoi olai ha'inesh ha'yisik ilim v'loi his ra'amti. David over here is coming to bimalamed zuchus on himself. Hashem, I was quiet. When you punish me, vayidoim aroin. Okay, we could know it's very important. This principle is very relevant. Yom Kippur is coming, and the first pasuk we lay on Yom Kippur is vayidaber Hashem el aroin, el Moshe acharei mois shnei b'nei aroin. Bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu. So I was reading yesterday, preparing yesterday, and there's a lot of powerful stuff on this, and it's not for nothing that this is the opening pasuk of Kriyas Atan Yom Kippur. Chazal tell us to reflect upon the Nisas Shnei B'nei Aroin. Chazal say anyone that cries for the B'nei Aroin, Muftach, he will never Rachmana Litzlan Leilenu suffer such a tragedy in their life. Now, there's an obvious question, that's one element. And then there's also the other element is Aaron's reaction. Acharim Oshnei B'nei Aaron B'kar V'asel B'nei Hashem V'yimusu. How did Aaron react? V'yidoim Aaron. Wow, what a Zuchus. Aaron HaKohen was Mekayim, what it says in this Pasuk, Ne'lamti Loi Eftach Pi Ki Ato Osisa. There was no one that was Mekayim, this pasuk that we're learning today, in the Aser Simei Tshuva, like Aaron HaKohen. How could it be, on the day of the Chanukah Samishkan, the day that Hashem was waiting for from the time of creation to set aside a designated place, a permanent place to rest his Shechina on this world, on that day, couldn't happen tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks, they had to die? In an act of coming close to Hashem, okay, so it wasn't perfect, they made a mistake here, a mistake there. Everyone makes mistakes. Who doesn't make mistakes? So no, it was all Hashem Shemayim, and this what happens, it's not even to be believed. And they died without children, young people, what happened to the Zuchus of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, like in Meiron. Like this mamish, what happened in Meiron is not to be believed. You see, with the moments before the tragedy, they were singing together Ani Mamin. I never in your life saw such a hisoros of singing Ani Mamin. It's unbelievable. And then mamish, 5 minutes later, a tragedy like that happened. 45 people. It's not more than 45 people, because I see this. I get reminded of this almost every day. I daven Chaim Berlin, and sitting on the other aisle, there's a person. And he has a great, he's not such a young person. It's very far hard for him to walk. He's not, and he has a grandson who is right now in a coma. From that Maisa, never recovered. I forgot, I don't know. And he told me there are more. He's not the only one that he has. And can you imagine what it does to the family? It's like every time I see him, I look at him like he's the grandfather. How does he deal with this? It's the whole thing, and he's telling me stories unbelievable. What's there to say? You have to be mispal. I don't know what to say. But Aaron suffered the same thing. Aaron, on this day, it's not to be believed. And Aaron, vayidoim Aaron. That is the opening pasuk of Yom Kippurim. Acharei mois shnei B'nei Aaron, b'karvasam lifnei Hashem v'yamusu. Number one, the tragedy that two young people should leave this world for themselves. And number two, the reaction, the aftermath, the collateral damage that comes afterwards, v'yidim Aaron. And that is said the Chazal by design demanded that we focus on in the beginning of Yom Kippurim. I once saw written up, how can a person possibly cry for B'nei Aaron? Think about it. Really? Really, what happened was it more than 3,000 years ago? Is it really possible? People we have absolutely zero connection, understanding. It's a story in the Torah. Okay, so we try. Hayatache, a person can really bring himself to cry. So the answer is very pashut. There are many B'nei Aaron that have died, vayamusu lifnei Hashem b'karvasel lifnei Hashem vayamusu, right in front of us, in our own generation. There are young people, Rachman Litzan, pass away. There are terrible, terrible tzaras, gefährliche tzaras, and there are people who deal with the tzaras with incredible dignity and an emuna. And when we read that pasuk, it's just a springboard for us to think about, to cry for the young people in our own generation that we know firsthand have left us, and to be mishtatef in the tsar of their parents and their family, who with incredible dignity go in the ways of Aaron and a Makabel, Vayidem Aaron. It's not necessarily to go think back about 3,000 years ago. Okay, Avada, Yilun Chomesh, Emuna. But the message of Rachmano Litzlan, there are everyone knows of such terrible stories. There are people in our generation who are mamish, this horrific tragedies in front of us. That's who we are obligated to reflect upon on Yom HaKippurim by design, the very first pasuk. Again, this pasuk over here says the idea, Ne'lamti lo eftach pi ki ato asisa mitzudo es David pasuk yud. Ne'lamti alo bevoyo lai ha'ine shayisi kilim v'lo yisaramti ki amarti ha'iser alo ato asisa v'lo yisasa ovel b'mishpat. Powerful stuff. To be matzdik lo vesadin. To acknowledge that this is what it is not ovel. That tzur tamim polo. Rashi ki ato asisa shevesa aleinu tzara yoiser mikolumais. Okay, so Rashi over here is something that is very disturbing, to say the least. I'm silent. I'm not going to open my mouth. Ki ato asisa. Why did Rashi have to say that? Why did Rashi have to? I mean, he's going back to the beginning. That we suffer more, very deep idea over here. That Klal Yisrael, we acknowledge, we suffer more than the Umay Sa'olam, and we're not complaining. I don't know how you say that. I don't know what to say. Sheves Aleinu Tzar Yoyisim Kolumos. Now during Corona, I heard different statistics. A lot of tragedies. Did the Jews suffer more casualties? Did from people suffer more casualties? Who's to say? I don't know. This. Some people claim they did. Some people claim that in our community, the proportion of tragedy was greater than our counterparts in the secular world. Is that true? I don't know.
I don't think that's even knowable.
Exactly. I think that's an irresponsible statement. I agree with you. It's not knowable. I know that my brother told me that in Lakewood, there were 50 real tragedy. I mean, everything's a tragedy. Okay, there were people who died from corona that were in their 80s and their 90s. That's a tragedy. I'm not taking that. But talk about young people who left over young children. There were approximately 50 horrific events of young people who died in the beginning of corona, that when it happened, 50, and that's a pretty big number. Young people have children. Okay, again, besides people that were, you know, there were elderly people that also that's a separate tragedy. It's also, of course, a tragedy. No one's taking away from anything. Who knows? But this Rashi, the reason why I'm saying, because this Rashi says something that is very spooky. Rashi is Kodesh Kodashim. Rashi is Mamash Navi. Rashi ki ato asisva shevesa aleinu tsara yoiser mikolumas. Okay, let's see. We just finished the Radak. We're going to stop Radak. Ne'lamti lo yeftach pi. Kiat asisa ve'eli al masha etzak chomos. There's nothing for me to complain. Ki loyvo li hamachoy v'miyad b'nei adam ela miyotcha. Levir ne'lamti. Ki gam alecha ein li litzak chomos ki hakol hu sibas pishoai. The dove is saying that's all my fault. I mean, it's a little bit strange, right? You know, when someone comes and causes you suffering, you don't go say to them, "Oh, it's okay. You can hurt me. you can hurt me. I deserve it." It's not the way it works, obviously. But in the back of your mind, the person has to acknowledge that everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does the Malm Aviyah say? The Malm Pasuk Yud Nelamti Aviata and Aviata. Now Nelamti Min Hasheila Haniskeres Leel V'Lo Yeftach Pi Lishal Oid. So Mamal Moviya says something interesting. I'm not going to ask any more questions. I'm not going to have any more requests. This is an important point. The Malam says already the second time in this chapter that David here is mentioning the word I'm quiet. Man is related to Hashem. That's what we lean on Yom Kippur. These words, Unishamois Ani Osisi, is the Haftorah of Yom HaKippurim. And Rashi of the Mamavir is saying a very fascinating thing. Every single thing in this world, even all of the living animals, all the living, is rooted in the earth. The only creature in this world that is rooted in Shamayim is Adam. How do you separate Moisar Adam min Abehema Oyin? We like to take that pasuk too literally, that there's no difference between man and animal. There's a world of a difference. Oyin, so and so, remember, Oyin is Rashi Teva, is of Aleph, is, I forget, Yud, I don't remember, Yediyah. No, I don't remember. It's a Rashi Teiris to explain that. But in any event, this Malm over here says, this is the difference. There's the earth, Gashmias, and even the animals, Toitzei Ho'oretz, Nefesh Chaya. That's amazing. Even every living animal you see, people today, everyone has a dog today. Wherever you go, there's a dog here, a dog there. There are more dogs than there are people walking the street. Yeah, so all those creatures are all products of the earth. Man, B'Tselem Elokim, is a product of Shamayim. There's a world of a difference between the Adam and the dog. Product of the earth, a product of Shamayim. All right, we're going to stop here, take a short break. We're going to learn Chumash in honor of Shabbos Shuvah. Or is it Shabbos Teshuvah? Okay, well.
That's why I was always amazed that Reb Noam Feinstein lost his son, two grandchildren, and a great-grandchild. Three of them were within 2 years.